Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, what is our program? Just speak up.
Every day, Brahmachari class we have.
Could you just speak up?
Yeah.
It's okay if they hear you. It'll be all right.
We can take some question answers, Maharaj. Okay. Morning class, there were some questions.
Okay.
So we could. So, subha morning class, mein, there were many questions which were not. So now we can continue with the question answer session. Two things are there. Can address to us on some important aspects of Brahmacharya, right? Or that question answers. Okay.
Hare Krishna. I have three questions. One. Two questions are clubbed. I will speak two questions at a time that was very same topic. The first two questions that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Kapil Dev, get it, sir?
If you're based there, turn it all the way off.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yeah, that's better. You turn the bass up and it distorts.
In Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Dev pastime, Lord Kapila is considered to be Satyavesh avatar. Sometimes for Satyavesh avatar means Jiva Tattva.
Kapil Dev? No.
Jiva Tattva.
No.
Is
no.
Direct incarnation.
Yes.
Okay, so then still is he considered Satyavesh avatar or
no.
Direct?
Yeah.
Lila. So now if he is direct Krishna. Now one question is that then one question gone already. half question. Kardamuni is a father of Kapila. So if he is eternal associate of Lord Kapila in Vaikuntha, then how then Lord Kapila was present in home and he quits the home and taken renounced order. So that is really for me. Can you explain how Lord personally appeared in the home and he going to meditate on Lord only in the forest? So that is my one question.
I don't understand the question.
His question is, Kapil Dev is Supreme Personal Godhead and he is at home. Instead of Kardamuni worshipping,
that's explained in the purports. Because it's his duty, so he left home. It's everyone's duty at a certain stage of life to leave home, according to Varnashram Dharma, not to remain entangled in family life. So, to set the example, he also left home. That's explained in the purport.
In our, we are Brahmachari and practicing spiritual life. So, how can we protect ourselves from these three things?
From what?
Protect from three things.
Oh.
Lava, puja, pratishtha. That means profit, adoration, distinction. We are constantly getting all these things.
So
how can you save yourself from all these things? Can you detail elaborately mention all aspects of this thing?
No, I can't detail elaborately. You have to chant Hare Krishna, Amani Na Amana Dena. Follow the principles, remain simple. Don't accumulate more than necessary. Give everything to Krishna. I have no formula how to avoid lab, pratishtha, puja. You just chant Hare Krishna and follow Amani na Amana Dena. That's the formula.
I was talking with Sarva.
You gave class in Mayapur and where you were mentioning that if we receive something, we become dead.
If we?
Indebted. Yes. Become dead. Then you have to reciprocate with that person. You become obliged. Then slowly division comes. Something like that. So at that point only, we were not there in my own.
So what do you want to know?
That point you can explain so you understand that.
Why don't you just get the lecture from Jai Keshava? You can get the whole thing. Otherwise, I'm giving the whole lecture again. Just get a copy of the lecture and then you can.
So when we are preaching to congregation, it's a great risk, especially for brahmacharis, dealing with money, woman, and as I said, puja, puja. So how we should preach, because preaching also has to be done.
Money, just don't keep it. Whatever money you get, hand it in, then you're not contaminated by money. Money is not a problem unless it sticks in your pocket. Then it's a problem. Otherwise, millions of dollars, it's not a problem. You give it to Radha Govinda, it's not a problem. But if you keep even 1 rupee in your pocket, then it's a problem. Women also, they're not for our enjoyment, they're for Krishna's enjoyment. We should be very careful. Money is not as dangerous. Women are more dangerous. At least for some people. Money is dangerous for some people also. They can't handle money. Anyway, we should be very careful about these two things. Money should all be given, nothing kept. And women, we should just have nothing to do with.
Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that whenever devotees meet, they talk about me. So we are hearing Bhagavatam class together, but hardly we get time to talk to each other.
That's all right. If you're busy and you have no time to talk to one another, it's probably good.
So how to have good relation among brahmacharis?
By service. It's not that you have to have time to sit around and talk to one another. If you're serving together, then you'll have good relationships. Just like the army, people who serve together, they have lifelong relationships. Isn't it? Anyone have friends or relatives from the army? No? Oh, you're not military group. Anyway, people who served in the army, they serve together and then they have friendship for their whole lives. It's not based on other things, it's based on service. So you serve Krishna together, you'll have a lifelong relationship. It's not that you have to do something separate.
What happens actually, because we have different departments, Maharaj. And different departments have different devotees working together, so we know each other and we are serving together. And suddenly, we have different ideas about different brahmacharis because we are not close.
Different ideas about what?
Different devotees, we are staying in the same ashram.
Yeah, I got that. Different ideas about...
Maybe I have some misunderstandings.
Yeah, okay.
Like he behaved with me. But suddenly when I talk to other person whom he is working with the same services, he glorifies his good qualities.
Yeah.
And then you feel, oh my God, you know, he is such a nice devotee.
Yeah.
But I felt some negativity about that person.
Yeah.
So the relationship goes like that. So how to...
Just talk to people. What can I say? I don't have a... I'm not a social counselor. If you have a relationship with people, talk with them. If there's some misunderstanding, talk with them about it and clear it up. What is the difficulty? Why is it so? Why is it feeding back suddenly? I couldn't get any of that.
Slowly, clearly, loudly.
And without feedback from the microphone, why is the microphone feeding back all of a sudden? Anyway, yeah, you don't need the mic. Just speak loud.
Yes, you don't need the mic. Whereas, I have problem with honoring prasad. I take a lot of quantity of prasad. Is there any problem in this?
How's your digestion?
How's your digestion?
then you can take a lot of prasad. That's okay. Just don't take more than you can digest, that's all. Don't take more than you can digest, you'll get sick. You're a new man, yeah? So new men can take a little more prasadam, there's no harm. Gradual what?
Gradually you speak the philosophy, means some restriction, like, you know, whatever you prefer we speak, but we don't speak about tea, coffee and other things. So which is the good way? Directly speaking about the truth as it is.
This is strategy, you have to see what works. I'm not expert in your, I'm not involved in your strategy, your strategic work. You have to see what's effective. I'm not working in the field here, you have to see what works. What you say first, what you say second, you have to see what works. I'm not, you know, I land in Africa and say, here's how you should do it. What do I know about Africa? So you have to, you're working in Calcutta, you see what works. So long as you know what your purpose is, so if you accomplish your purpose, it's good. If you don't accomplish your purpose, then you have to adjust. Or you may consider whether you have to adjust. Sometimes we don't accomplish our purpose, it means we just have to be patient. Anyway, you're the men in the field. I can't just land here and tell you what you should do. But the most important thing is they get our books. The books will tell them everything. They should get our books, and the books will tell them everything. Therefore, our most important propaganda work is distributing our books. Again, this is practical. This is your tactics and strategy. I'm not going to tell you what to do for tactics and strategy.
My question is maybe not for, can say management, but like getting the knowledge. So which getting knowledge of absolute truth. The discussion forum.
That microphone is terrible. Put it down. It's the same question that I just answered. You're asking about strategy and tactics, and I'm telling you that you have to decide your strategy and tactics. I'm not going to come from America and tell you this is how you should do it. You have to see what's effective for spreading Krishna consciousness. Don't ask me to tell you about your strategy and tactics. Lenovo? Lenovo?
Lenovo?
Lenovo laptop people?
Oh, no, I haven't heard.
Did you find out who's supposed to hear from them? Okay. Because the day will go by and they will go by. Yes. How should you take it? Well, there's different ways of taking it. One is that, of course, the ultimate thing is that their nice behavior is superficial. They're very well behaved, polite, they say yes sir, no sir, and they eat animals. So that's their nice behavior. Or they're very polite and they're stealing from the government. Or they're doing so many things. Who knows what they're doing? Finally, they're not serving Krishna, so they're all thieves. But they may be polite thieves. Just like sometimes you meet a very, very well-behaved person, cultured person, well-dressed, speaks nicely, polite, gentleman, generous, friendly, and he's the head of the mafia. So what is that? You know what is mafia, right? So he has all these good qualities, he's a perfect gentleman, generous, friendly, everything, but he's the head of the local mafia. So then what does it mean that he's friendly, that he's generous, that he's polite? Meanwhile, he's doing everything illegal. So they're stealing from Krishna, but they're polite, they're gentlemen, they're well-dressed. But the other side also is that our devotees should learn to become perfect gentlemen. Not just that we criticize the karmis, but that the devotees also should be well-behaved. That should be there. Speak up, brother. Yeah, Pichet Sudurachara, but we shouldn't be regularly seeing Sudurachara from our devotees. That's not what we're expecting. There should be good achar, suachar, sadachar, not durachar. Not that we have to go everywhere and make excuses for our devotees. And they ask, what are your people doing? And we say, oh, pichet sudurachar. Sadachar should be there. Yes.
I have two questions.
Yes.
One is that just sometime before I was discussing with one devotee, he was mentioning about taking care of devotees. In relation to the taking care of devotees, there are three things.
Taking care of devotees, what?
Taking care of devotees, there are three levels. The three things are there. One is mind, and take care of mind, soul, and their body. Different concerns come from devotees in relation to these three. So from Prabhupada's point of view, how much focus we should give into these three things?
For the mind and soul, chant Hare Krishna. And for the body, make sure you take enough Krishna prasada.
Whereas sometimes devotees come with concern, so much bodily concern that time. We go into the, solving that bodily concern so much that we find.
What bodily concerns? You keep your health, chant Hare Krishna. What do we, how much, just keep body and soul together, that's all.
It's not clear to me, I will give an example, when I'm going to Gojan, then certain devotees stay together. So there I observe that their focus is more on their students, students stay together. Some of them are very much concerned about studies. Somehow some health concerns also. And after the focus is given there, who are going there, focus is given more on how to take care of their health, library and studies. They give facilities so that their studies and health can go properly. And that they staying, the purpose of staying together is to for the purpose of preaching. So in regards to that, what should be done?
I don't understand. They're students, so they have to study and they're supposed to be healthy. Now what's the question? You have to give as much focus as necessary to your if you're a student, you have to study. If you're a dancer, you have to dance. If you're a writer, you have to write. If you're an engineer, you have to do engineering work. If you're a fighter, you have to fight. If you're a student, you have to study. And everyone should take care of their health. Now, what?
And from Prabhupada's point of view, we are supposed to, as a missionary, so this preaching aspect is getting hampered because of this. So
if they're students, then they're students. Student is not a full-time preacher, student is student. If he wants to be a full-time preacher, then he can quit his studies or finish his studies and then be a full-time preacher. But if you're studying, you can't say, well, no, studying is in the way of my preaching. If you're a student, then you have to be a student, or else you have to stop being a student or finish being a student. While you're a student, you can't say, oh no, study is getting in the way of my service. Suppose you're a bus driver. You have to drive the bus. You can't stop the bus and say, no, it's getting in the way of my preaching. Whatever you're doing, you have to do that work. If your job is preaching all the time, then preach all the time. If your job is student, then you have to be a student. What's the question? Are you a student? What's the problem then?
I'm guiding devotees sometimes.
Are you guiding the students? You're guiding the students. So you have to, you speak with the more experienced devotees who are guiding the students and take advice from them. Yes.
Maharaj, yesterday you gave class, and there it was mentioned that when a there when some devotees come, seeing the restaurants they are coming, so they should not ask about their health. How is their health? And
you can ask about their health, but after a while. Anyway, you can, it's conventional, you can ask about their health. But more important is, actually, health is a general question. How's your health? But there are different kinds of questions according to the person. For the king, you ask how the kingdom is going. For the Vaishya, you ask how business is going. And for devotees, you can ask how the bhajan is going or how the preaching is going. That's more to the point. Otherwise, you know, how's your health? Hare Krishna. I don't really understand the question, whether or not to ask about someone's health. What's? If you want to ask about their health, ask about their health. If you want to skip it, they probably won't be offended. Senior devotees, after a while, as I said, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj is going to wear a t-shirt, my health is all right. You may just want to express happiness for seeing them and ask something more stimulating. Something else? Yes. Double.
When we are preaching, some people come and they take guidance from us. So it's happened to me also. So I think that these people are belongs to me. And then it's like looping mentally, so these people are me. So
sounds like you need guidance. Controlling? What control? You want to control them? They're your men?
He's preaching to some group of people. He considers them his own people.
How are they your own people? I thought they were Krishna's people. Just think that they're Krishna's people. They're not your people. Everyone belongs to Krishna. You also belong to Krishna. So how do they become your people? You just have to think of Krishna and then you'll know whose people they are. Otherwise you may control, that is to say, act as manager for them or something like that. But that doesn't make them your people. They're Krishna's people. Your people means they're under your care. That's all right. Just like in the army, there's some platoon or some division. So they're under someone's direction. So that man can think, yes, these are my people. But he knows that finally they're the army's people. They're not my people. Only my people means that I have some responsibility for them. Not that they become actually mine. So that's all right. They're your people means your responsibility. Not your property. It means you're their servant. That's what it means. Not that they're yours for your sense gratification, but they're your responsibility, so you have to serve them. Take care of them. They're not no one's. They're yours. So you have to take care of your men. That's all right. Engage them nicely, see that they're guided nicely. But not that they become your property. They're your responsibility. That's all. Just like a grihastha, if he's Krishna conscious, though this is my wife, but my wife doesn't mean my property for sense gratification. It means my responsibility. The materialistic householders would think, this is my wife for sense gratification. And those who are Krishna conscious, they have to think, that's my responsibility. My wife, my children, my whatever. Temple president, so my temple. But it doesn't mean that it's like his house, his property. It's Krishna's temple, but he's responsible. That's all right. If you artificially leave it, no, these people aren't my people, and just let them float, that's not good. And if you think they're my property for my enjoyment, that's also not good. Well, they're your responsibility. Just do it nicely for Krishna. You have to serve them. That's your responsibility. Something else? Yes.
some devotees in situation that they have some strong conditionings due to which they practice of Krishna, they are not able to get so much courage. They are feel dampened in their spirit because of the fight with the conditioning.
I couldn't. Make the question loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Loud and clear.
Maharaj, when we are guiding some devotees, they have some conditionings. Past background.
Yeah.
So they want to practice Krishna consciousness, but because of their conditioning, the inertia of that, they feel dampened in their spirit.
Yeah.
So how do we help them?
Yeah, like a doctor, you know, the patient is sick. The doctor doesn't deal with healthy people, he deals with sick people. So he has to give the right medicine and then encourage the patient that you go on taking this medicine and soon you'll be all right.
At times, in some cases they feel overwhelmed.
What?
They feel overwhelmed by the...
They feel overwhelmed? The doctor has the same problem. Some patients feel overwhelmed. So he has to reassure them that you go on taking this medicine and everything will be all right.
I'm saying that at times, because of serious problem of their condition, they feel maybe I shouldn't practice Krishna consciousness.
Well, then they'll get sick again. If the patient feels that maybe I should stop taking the medicine, then he'll have a relapse. So if they think that I'll stop taking this Krishna conscious treatment, that's what will happen to them. So as far as possible, you should try to persuade them, no, you... Just remain patient. Go on taking the treatment. But if they give it up, then what can be done? We try our best. Yes. What? Previous, all I got was previous.
Previous visit to Calcutta. Your previous visit to Calcutta.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, we were using microphone in the temple.
Yeah.
That was not up to that very standard. So, I want to know that you mentioned me certain things. I came to your room with you. And then you mentioned certain things like what should be the standard, like, you know. We should use the microphones in the temple. And Prabhupada also mentioned that loudspeaker is too loud is demoniac. So I want to know, Maharaj, that how do we use these microphones in the temple? And
it's hopeless, you'll never learn. It's hopeless, you'll never learn. Well, the microphone should be loud enough so that you can hear it and not so loud that it's blasting. It should be loud enough so that it sounds like a normal person's voice. That's actually what the loudspeaker is supposed to do. That without the loudspeaker, you can't hear it. And with the loudspeaker, it should sound like a normal person's voice. That's proper use of the loudspeaker. If with the loudspeaker, it sounds like 40 people are speaking, then it's too loud. Just like in kirtan, 40 people are chanting and one person is leading, and the one person who's leading is twice as loud as the 40 who are following because he has a loudspeaker. So then that's not very nice. The 40 and the 1 should at least be on equal level, not that the, you know, you hear 40 people, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and then you hear the one person, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That sounds horrible. It should be equal. It shouldn't sound like traffic. It shouldn't sound like buses and trains. It shouldn't sound like Howrah Station. It shouldn't sound like what it usually sounds like. But you have to develop some consciousness, you have to develop an ear for it, which might be possible, I don't know.
there's a theory that it's a genetic characteristic of Indians that they can't hear loudspeakers that are too loud. But I'm not sure if that's true. It's also a problem because you're growing up in a Hindu society, and the main principle of Hinduism is that the louder the speaker, the more successful our religious practice is. That's the basic principle of Hindu religion. The louder the speaker, the more effective the religious practice. So I don't know if you can escape from that, but if you can, it's very good. Yes.
Maharaj, is there any Prabhupada's liking and dislikings about Mangalarati or microphones used in Mangalarati time?
Microphones, I didn't hear him say anything special. Otherwise, there's a whole course on this Kirtan Reform Seminar. Do you have a copy of that? You can get from Jai Keshava Prabhu or from me. There's 3 hours or 4 hours of course material. You can get the printed version and you can get the MP3s.
It's given by you?
Hmm?
It's given by you.
In Mayapur. It was pretty simple. I'm just scared of women.
Scared of women.
I told you I'm scared of women. Fear is very helpful in brahmachari life. What is it? Chanakya Pandit says one should avoid...
politician?
No, that's also, but rivers that flow very fast, fires, animals with horns, and women, I think. It's like that. I'm also lazy, you know. I don't like to work. Working very hard, you know. I see the whole world working very hard. And I'm too lazy. I don't want to work that way. But if you're married, you have to work that way. So I have these two qualities that have helped me. I'm lazy and I'm scared.
Maharaj, we see that we share Bhagavad was spoken to 10,000 more sages without a microphone. So how does the communication happen? I was wondering how, if the speaker speaks very loud, how does the communication happen because they're speaking without a microphone?
They must have had very good acoustics. They must have been listening very carefully. That many sages, did it say? It said that so many sages?
60,000 sages, because it must be like when we are blessing anybody.
Now, I never heard 50,000 sages. It says Naimisharan. Mystic powers. Yeah, that also.
When there's electricity down now, everything comes up.
Something else? I never spent time with Prabhupada in Calcutta.
Prabhupada spoke something about Calcutta, his birthplace.
I don't remember anything special. I never spent much time with Prabhupada in India, and I never spent any time with Prabhupada in Calcutta. I'm just the wrong person, sorry. He did spend time here so much. But you have to ask the people who were here with Prabhupada. Now they're fewer. Jayapataka Maharaj, Bhavananda, Shatudanya, whoever was here.
This question is regarding in connection with today's class in the morning. You gave your own example, like how that person that that the government person wanted one sentence to answer. Something like that, Prabhupada also did. You tell us something like Prabhupada also spoke the same manner.
Can I tell you something like that? I don't remember something like that. I don't remember something like that right now. Nothing comes to mind. Yes. What? Is that a question or is that just a hand floating around?
In Bhagavad Gita, the beginning, we see that Guru Parampara is mentioned, right, from Krishna. This name. So, this Shiksha and Diksha, that earlier, there was process of giving Diksha or Dvajas Siksha, what is that?
No, both were there. Both are there, Diksha and Siksha. Therefore, they're both mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Diksha and Siksha. Both are there. Something else?
Maharaj, we are preaching congregation. When we speak about conclusion of Gita, then God should I speak?
Huh?
Should I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
So we conclusion of Gita is like sarva dharman parityajya, just surrender unto Krishna. And then, so now throughout the Gita, many places Prabhupada has written that one can work and when we offer result of work to Krishna, or one should work only for satisfaction of Krishna. So while working in a company, dealing with many different things, how that activity actually satisfying Krishna?
Give money.
That is offering result to Krishna. Sometimes we really we don't know how exactly answer, because if actually suppose real answer is that surrender to Krishna, give up everything and he will maintain.
You give everything doesn't mean now you give everything and you remain starving. They're householders, so they can give 50%. That's nice.
And it seems like 24 hour remaining Krishna consciousness or recovering Krishna.
So?
By working or mental mind and intelligence there to work. How exactly they can remember Krishna 24
hours? Like Arjun, he's thinking of Krishna, he's fighting. I gave the example yesterday, how the...
That woman.
Yeah, so... I don't know.
Arjuna's activity, it was directly pleasing Krishna. Krishna ordered, he do this, and it is...
So they gave, that's why I gave the example. So you find out what to do, how to please Krishna, and you do that. Chant Hare Krishna, and Krishna will give you intelligence how to think of him. They're thinking, how do I think of Krishna 24 hours? All right, you think of Krishna 1 hour. You start with one. You spend 1 hour every day chanting Hare Krishna. Then we'll talk about the other 23 hours. They're saying, oh, I can't think of 24 hours to think of Krishna. All right, you sit down for 1 hour and chant Hare Krishna. In that 1 hour, Krishna will give you the intelligence what to do with the other 23 hours. You begin your day, chant Hare Krishna, read something, Bhagavad Gita, like that, spiritual activities. Then the rest of the day, Krishna will help you. But if you don't start, and you want Krishna to do everything, or you just want to give up and say, oh, it's impossible, you make the start and Krishna will help you. But if you don't start, what do you expect? So hear the beads, chant Hare Krishna, one round, two rounds, something. In this way, here's the book, read something, one page, 2 pages, 10 pages, whatever. Every day you make a program, start your day with Krishna consciousness and Krishna will help you with the rest of the time. But you have to start. Okay. I don't think we have to just fill up the time with
last question.
Last question? Okay.
In chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, focuses on hearing the holy name. Is there any with respect to the time we take to chanting or round of Hare Krishna?
Could you hear that?
Chanting one round of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Is there any concern about how much time we take for chanting one round?
No. Avoid the 10 offenses. There's no clock time that you have to meet. Just avoid the 10 offenses. Chant clearly and distinctly and attentively. Time will take care of itself. Okay, should we end here? Okay. 12:30, I think that's right. 1 hour. That's right? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Guru Premanande.
You asking something?
Somebody was supposed to hear from them. Dujesh told that somebody's supposed to, they have somebody's number here, they're supposed to call and they come. But I don't know who that is. I don't know anything. All I know is that they're supposed to come today. So who are they calling? Who are they coming? What's the story?
Thank you.